Good afternoon, Wrangell. It's April 14th, and this is the afternoon COVID update with Steve Prasunka, your mayor, and Lisa Von Bargen, our city manager. This can be a short update today because we did a pretty extensive update yesterday. The city manager gave the assembly a comprehensive update on where we've been today. Lisa, could you just maybe hit the highlights of that update for folks that maybe missed it?
Sure, Mayor. So the state has come out with clarifications on guidelines for what constitutes a small community, and Wrangell does not qualify for that. And so our ability to pass any local regulations that are more stringent than the state's, let's say with regard to requiring persons who come from an in-state destination to quarantine, or any requirement that the travel and safety plans that are being submitted to the state have to be submitted to Wrangell, those are things we are not able to do. And so we are trying to work within the confines of the regulations that the state has assigned with regard to things, specifically working under those mandates, and keep Wrangell as safe as we possibly can. With regard to the travel and safety plans, I will say that a number of people are just reaching out on their own as they have plans to come to Wrangell. These are folks who are traveling as part of the critical workforce infrastructure that is allowed to travel. And they're reaching out ahead of their plans to come to Wrangell and providing us with plans to review voluntarily, and just asking for assistance on anything that we might need here in town. And so we really appreciate those folks reaching out to us voluntarily and giving us an opportunity to take a look at things from a Wrangell perspective. I will add, though, that plans are only approved by the state. And so any guidance that we might give or assistance we might give here in Wrangell is just that. It's just a request for people to take a look at things from a Wrangell-centric perspective. But the state, in the end, is the one that issues the final approval. And anybody traveling for critical workforce infrastructure needs only submit a plan to the state. Once it's been submitted, they're good to go, and then the state reviews it at the time that they're able to do so.
Great. Thanks, Lisa. Yeah. And speaking of critical travel, I had a great chat today with our vet. Dr. Conniff Judge gave me a call, and he's looking to come down in the near future here, and we were able to get him lined out. So hopefully he'll be here in the very near future, so keep an eye out for Judge coming down if you have any veterinarian needs. He's excited to get back and helping out in the community. One of the things that Captain Spray, Dee Dee, asked Lisa and I just to mention about is making sure that people realize that when we go out, we're wearing our masks, and of course that's to, for us, not to spread the virus, not so much to not catch it, but if we all wear masks, that's the way that works, but to be cautious and using hand sanitizer, washing our hands, not touching our face, all that. But Captain Spray wanted us to just remind people to make sure you're cleaning your house effectively and disinfecting all of your hard surfaces. The CDC recommends that 1/3 a cup of regular bleach per gallon of water is an effective disinfectant. Of course, if you have the commercially available products, as long as they say that they deal with viruses, you should be good to use those. But make sure you give a good wipe down and leave some contact time. So if you're wiping your counters down, make sure you leave the solution on there for a good 3 to 5 minutes so that it just gets a chance to work on anything that may be sitting there. All hard surfaces and soft surfaces are capable of holding on to the virus. So please make sure that you are taking the time to wipe things down. And remember, if you're mixing up your own stuff, don't mix different chemicals together. We don't want to have inadvertent explosion. But definitely make sure we're hitting those surfaces as you go along.
So, Mr. Mayor, one of the things that I read in an article specifically states, before you try to sanitize something, it needs to be clean. So if you are cleaning a kitchen counter and it's got goop on it from whatever you were making for dinner, please make sure that you give a wipe down to clean it off first and then do your sanitizing after that. So that's a really important thing to do. And in terms of house cleaning, as much as we all hate to do it, dusting is a really good thing to do prior to sanitizing any surface. And it's spring, it's that time to throw open the drapes and open the windows, especially on a beautiful day like today, and air things out and clean things up for sure.
For sure. All right. Well, listen, I think that's our update for today. We will be back on the radio tomorrow afternoon. We have an assembly meeting tonight at 6 p.m. If you want to be on Persons to be Heard, please let Kim Lane at the city know that you'd like to be under Persons to be Heard. We have a rather abridged agenda for tonight's meeting, but we do have another COVID-19 update with many of the professionals that are working with Lisa here in the community to keep us all safe and prepare for the virus should it show up. So please tune into that on KSTK. And then regular update tomorrow at 4:48. And on Thursday, we have our city manager COVID update, and that's at 5:30. We'll also be on KSTK. And then we'll follow up on Friday with another update with any new news that may come along. We're finding that we're running out of things to tell people, but we will try to keep everybody as updated as possible. So that's it, unless you have something else, Lisa?
No, that's it. Just tune into tonight's meeting, and there may be additional information coming from the other staff and hospital representatives that will be on the phone.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Rangel. You're doing a great job. We have no cases, and I'm very pleased with that. And I think if we stay vigilant, we will hopefully keep COVID out of here. So thanks a lot, and we will talk to you tomorrow.